Us going live on the Facebook. That's what that is.
Look what I have right here.
Your cup. Let's see. Oh, look at all of these fun friends we have joining us.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Nikki. I was just about to respond to your text.
Lies.
Not lies. I literally just looked at it.
That's all the people we're spending Shabbat with. Look at all of our Shabbat friends. Hi, Eliana.
Hi, everyone.
Can you say hi to Jeremy?
Hi.
And hi to Liz.
I was just on the phone with Nikki.
And say hi to Eliana. What's that?
Are you in jail?
Yeah.
Like Jeremy's prison background, that's a nice touch.
I still can't get my twerk. I'm gonna try again now that I updated my Zoom. Okay.
I'm watching this live on Facebook and it's a little delayed.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. That's the Shabbos Kodesh, the holiness of Shabbat. Oh. These things can happen.
That's loud. Does somebody have
background noise?
I keep hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Might be Eleni. Eleni, I'm just going to mute you for the moment, if that's all right. Yeah.
It was definitely Eleni.
Poor Eleni. Oh, Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Go good to be spending Shabbat together. What's that?
Oh, it's loud.
It's loud. It is loud sometimes for Shabbat. That's true. That can happen. So, for Shabbat, I think we're going to give it another just minute and a half before we get started. Is anybody having anything cool for Shabbat dinner tonight? No?
Ravioli.
This is the first time since this has all happened that my parents have let us get takeout.
You were mentioning it. That sounds amazing.
Yep.
That's what Melanie says. Love that. We're going to have some merguez that I had in the freezer. I'm going to grill that with some rice. And a tahini sauce. Isn't that right? He's having tofu. Isaac, do you like tofu? Mm-hmm. He likes tofu. All right. So we're about to get started. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. It's so good to see you all for Shabbat. Do we have anybody who would want to be a brave volunteer to lead us in candle lighting today? Going once, going twice. Hillary, do you want to lead us in candle lighting today?
Sure.
Love that. Love that. So if anybody, is anybody doing Shabbat alongside of us? You have candles at home, you have wine at home, challah, all of these good things, or hot dog rolls as the case may be, anything you need for Shabbat. Is everybody ready? Then we'll do this together. All right. So I'll light this one. This one. All right.
All right. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbat.
Amen. Yes, Liz Perlman in the chat. Isaac's kippah is so big. It was actually one of my kippot from LA, from a bar mitzvah I officiated, and we needed a blue one the other day to go with his outfit. So he has that blue kippah. Does everybody have your wine, your grape juice, whatever grape type drink you're having? Or Sydney and Eleni, you're gonna do the whole like Hebrew school thing of like, yeah, hold up your Kiddush cups. Love that. Liz Perlman has, I can't tell what that is. Advanced. Whatever it is, it's advanced. Thank God. Baruch Hashem that it's advanced. Oh, Sydney has
a polish remover.
It's what?
Gel nail polish remover.
Nail polish remover.
Don't
drink
worst
that. Kiddush ever. Jeremy has, is that an empty Coke bottle?
Yes, it is.
Love that. We this week are having a Coke de Rhone because that happened to be what we opened tonight. And Isaac has orange juice for his wine. So Jeremy, do you want to lead us in the Kiddush again?
Of course I do.
Love that.
All right. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam, asher kidshanu mitzvotav v'ratavanu. V'shabbat kodesh v'yavav ratonim chilanu, zikaron l'maaseh bereishit. Kiryom Techila Lemikraya Kodesh. Zehilichiat Mitrahim. Kibanu Vacharta Liotanu Kidashta. Mikol Hamim Bishabat Gojacha Vyava Ubratun. In Haltanu Baruchata Donai. Mekadesh HaShabbat.
Amen. L'chaim, everybody, except for you with the nail polish remover. All right. And well, it sounded for a moment like Sam Schnall might have had one of those gigantic, beautiful challot to show us. It's just now going in the oven. So it'll be perfectly timed for your Shabbat, if somewhat early for ours. Hey, Leah, Shabbat Shalom. So as I continue to make Shabbat with improbable bread, we have Amoroso's, Philadelphia's finest here for motzi. So if everybody wants to recite the motzi together, this is this one piece where we sort of lean into the cacophony, all of the noise of this, all of the strangeness of our Shabbat gathering here together, but it's Jewish peoplehood. It's being rooted in our traditions while figuring out a bold way forward. So go ahead and unmute yourselves, everybody. Love for everybody to join in. Love this moment. The cacophony of it all. And we're just going to do motzi together. We're not even going to say, we'll just recite it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Amen. Isaac wants some? Okay. Amen. So for a little taste of Torah to go with what's going on tonight, I want to invite Eleni to share just a little bit of Torah, a little bit of reflection for like what's going on in the journey this week.
Hey guys, it's my first time doing this, so bear with me. I made notes on my phone, so I'm gonna be looking down. So I wanted to like kind of bring up like some stuff happening in my own life. Like obviously there's this big pandemic happening, but like within that pandemic, like I still, like everyone still has issues in their own life. Like my mom, I was home for 2 weeks with my parents, and my mom is a nurse and she's testing for COVID. So every day, like, is she getting exposed? Are they gonna run out of equipment? Did I clean everything and every doorknob she touched? And it's like really scary because it's like, all I wanna do is hug my mom because I'm scared, but my mom's scared too. And it's just like hard. And then like within that, just like roommate issues and stuff, like I'm back at Delaware now and it's like, what does social distancing mean? How do we have to change the way we're living to adjust to this? And it like reminds me that like we're all human, and like even though this bigger thing is happening and looming around us, like we all still have human problems within our own lives. And it kind of like reminds me of like the story of like Exodus, where all these Israelites are like leaving because like these plagues and they have to leave Egypt. And we think of them as like this big group of Israelites, but within that group, there's still individual people and families and friends like dealing with their own things amongst this like bigger thing. So like this year when like we're like recalling the story of Passover and stuff, like think about the individual people too, not just the big group of Israelites, and like how their experiences individually like play a part in this bigger story of Passover.
Yep. Amen. Yasher Koach. Thank you so much, Eleni. Shikoach. So as we try and have a piece of Torah like that, we also like to reflect a little bit between us and amongst us during this time as well. So is that we call this time of year Zman Chirutenu. We call it the time of our delivery, of our freedom. And what's weird is that like, yeah, we're entering into this time of freedom, and in some ways it feels like very narrow, like we're in quarantine and we're in, he wants to have more. That's his wine. And by wine, we mean orange juice. So the question with this like time of our freedom, even though it's kind of narrow, in what ways is this kind of a freeing time? It seems like a weird question to ask right now, but I still want to ask it. Like, what's some of the stuff that you feel freed from, big or small, whether it's like, I don't know, I'm doing Shabbat right now in like a sweat jacket. Like I wouldn't have done that during like the rest of the year. So like the stuff that you wear or the backgrounds or having Isaac in the middle of it, what are the kinds of freedom, the little things that you feel freed with right now today? And go ahead and drop it into the chat box, whatever you feel like a sense of freedom with right now. And I'll read some of these off as we go. Leslie is free from long commutes coming from Philadelphia all the way down to UD. That's like a longish commute. So yeah, I get that freedom as well. Freedom from like the drive everywhere. What other kinds of freedom are people finding right now in the improbable moment? Leah says, free to work through my classes at my own pace. That's pretty cool too. If you've got some of these classes where you can sort of come on and do it at your pace in that way, that's its own kind of freedom. Sydney says, free from the temptation not to spend money at every given moment. Yeah, with commerce on hold, that's like, that's a real one. And I appreciate that as a piece of freedom right now too. You want more challah? I know, but you have tofu and you have cucumber right now. Eleni is free from the English midterm she finally submitted that Liz had to go and work on right now. That's a kind of freedom too. Nikki says, free to spend time with my family. Amen. Like you're seeing it right here. He's having more challah. What other kinds of free? Free to sleep later on most days, Sam Schnall says. Amen. And Jeremy Davis seconds that one. What other kinds of freedom are you finding right now in this moment? Anyone else?
Blow out the candles?
No, we're not going to blow out the candles right now. Free to have open notes for exams. That's a good one, too. The candles are burning. That's true. I feel like we're having a dialogue here and then we're having a dialogue here. Any other pieces of freedom that you're holding right now with all of sort of the craziness and some of the narrowness of what's happening? And also if it doesn't feel overly free, that's real too. We talk about Mitzrayim as being in Hebrew, one of the translations of it is the narrow places in that sense. And so thinking about the ways in which we find freedom in this time and we also are sort of confined by the narrow pieces as well is real. Eliana says, free to relax on Shabbat. Sydney says, it's ironic that we're talking about freedom and Jeremy has the background of a jail cell. It looks like he just switched over to the beach. Wow, that feels a little freer. I appreciate that. In any event, as we get ready to head into Passover, head into this Shabbat first, but then head into Passover together, it's worth reflecting on like what are those narrow places right now and where are we finding little bits and pieces of freedom, as improbable as it may be, or as strange as it may be in this time. So with that, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Good Shabbos. Have an amazing Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bye, Jeremy. Bye, Sydney.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, good Shabbos. Bye.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good Shabbos.